Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I was just playing a game called Mad at Him. Have you heard of it?
Madden?
No, Mad at Him.
Nah, I haven't heard about that.
That's a game where baseball players attack their father-in-laws. I don't know if you heard about that.
We're gonna lead off with that. We're gonna lead off with that. First, we're gonna do what we always do. Give them a little rundown. Of course, we're gonna Mac just alluded to. We're gonna lead off with K-Rod. K-Rod incident, give you a little recap of the week in baseball with the Mets and Yankees. Then talk a little NBA. The MSG is giving this countdown of the best buzzer beaters and game winners by Knicks. You want to check that out? And then they're gonna after this show is over, they're gonna show Allen Houston's only his biggest shot as a Knick, the one that they keep replaying, that the shot that Houston made, I should say.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We'll talk about that, give a little recap about the NBA, even though NBA hasn't nothing really happened, except for they're getting ready for the regular season. And,
wow, Curry just hit a big shot. When did that happen?
I hope he makes a big shot next year for another team. Just as long as it ain't against the Knicks. It's a shot by Spiro, but
oh yeah, I remember that one on the floor. But
oh man. Yeah,
Spiro is a good player for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that and what's going on with the Knicks and the Isaiah Thomas almost being hired, but we'll get into that also. Talk about the little Jets with the Hard Knocks and the big, well, it's not really a big game. It's a preseason game, you know, Jets and Giants, and the Jets are going to rightfully honor their Hall of Fame players, but we'll talk about that a little later and how I feel about them, you know, honoring them in preseason, but I'll get into that momentarily. And I showed the lady, you know, ball players of the Garden Liberty a little love too. Send the lady some love there. You know, talk a little Liberty with, you know, Mac here, the, you know, Liberty aficionado over here.
Yeah, I love those lesbians.
And as usual, we're gonna, you know, end the show off with a little you know, sports entertainment with WWE SummerSlam coming, you know, later today, in a little less than 2 hours from now. Should be a big event, but as we alluded to, let us lead off. Instead of, normally when we talk about this guy, we're talking about ending the game, but we're going to lead off with the closer. What a weird concept. Yeah. But we're going to lead off this show with, of course, the K-Rod incident. And in case if some people haven't heard about what happened, this was Wednesday night. K-Rod, he had an argument reportedly with his wife, and his father-in-law got involved, most likely, you know, defending his daughter, which any father would do, you know, defending his daughter. Who knows what the argument was about or whatnot. And apparently, you know, he defended his daughter. And K-Rod, him and K-Rod had some few choice words. And K-Rod beat him up to the point that they had to rush him to the hospital.
Messed up.
And the story gets even worse. It was in Citi Field. And not only was it in Citi Field, it wasn't in public. That was the good part. But the bad part is it was in a private area where the family stays at, which, yes, that means, of course, some of the players' wives and kids were unfortunate to witness that horrific attack by K-Rod, his father-in-law. And there's no words I could express. I mean, this year has been a horrible year. I mean, they've had some off the field stuff, you know, with this K-Rod thing, and they were still dealing with the Santana alleged sex assault. I mean, what we do know is that Santana, he as most of these athletes and celebrities, people in the limelight, just like,
yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, regular people, I mean, they, you know, broke their vow of marriage and, you know, he cheated on his wife. So, at least, I mean, the dispute is whether or not Santana says it's consensual. And, of course, the lady is accusing K-Rod of sexual assault.
Yeah.
Of course, the controversy outshines his brilliant performance on Thursday, the day after the K-Rod incident. He pitched a great game, 3-hit shutout, and then on Friday, R.A.
Yeah.
Dickey threw his best game of his career. I think he threw a one hitter. I think in 03 when he was with Texas, I think at that time.
R.A. played with my Dickey.
he's been great, man. He's been the him and Pagano are the co MVPs of the 2010 team.
Yeah.
But what's your take on the whole K-Rod thing? I know you discussed
man.
Your show yesterday, IMAC. So
Man, that's messed up what he did. And I heard this was about child support or something about like that, right?
I have no idea what the... Because K-Rod's not admitting... K-Rod's not admitting what happened, you know, to the, in the situation. So your guess is as good as mine.
For him to lay his hands on the father of your girlfriend or wife,
yeah,
whatever she is to him, I mean, to a point where he has to go to the hospital, I mean, he definitely deserves to, he definitely needs to go to some anger management. And I know, you know,
yeah,
right now, he said he's going there.
He's definitely gonna get anger management counseling. There's no doubt about that. He's definitely getting anger management, and obviously he does need it. I mean, we all know K-Rod is a very passionate athlete, and that's what why teams on other teams and even some of his teammates, you know, aren't huge fans of K-Rod. But
yeah,
I mean, before this incident, you know, I was, you know, a fan of the guy because, you know, the guy, you know, he played with passion, you know, he's animated like a fan. But there's no excuse for what he did. I mean, I don't care what the father-in-law said. I mean, he should have just walked away. He had to have called the guy's daughter out of her name for him to get involved like this.
Because this guy, I mean, he sent the dad to the hospital.
Yeah.
And the dad's not even a Major League Baseball player. I can understand the dad was a baseball player. I can understand if the dad was one of his teammates like David Wright or something, but... Guy is not he's not an athlete or nothing, you know. Anybody's beating him up like he's an athlete.
Well, it wouldn't be good if he beat up his teammate anyway. But this makes it even worse because this is family. I mean, this is his father-in-law. I mean, you know, there's a person I would assume he's broken bread with many times. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas or whatnot. I mean, I don't know if they were ever close. I mean, they're definitely not going to be close after this. You know, but I don't know what went into his head. I mean, I hope, because I mean, the two things that look like could have happened in this situation. I mean, is what was I gonna say? Because you know, generally speaking, when you know domestic disputes, there's usually maybe K-Rod, you know, could have allegedly cheated on her and she got upset. I mean, this is just speculation. I don't know, you know. I'm not K-Rod's buddy, so, I mean, I don't know any secrets or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe maybe he accused her of being unfaithful, too. Who knows? I mean, they could have been arguing over, you know, who drunk the last, you know, pint of milk. I mean, who knows? That's what the argument was all about, I mean. But...
Well, and you know, he was arrested for... second degree, third degree assault or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was third degree.
And, you know, right after, well, last night he, like, they showed his apology on SNY.
Right, that's what
I did see some of it on the replay. Now, I mean, he shouldn't be really apologizing to us. He should be apologizing to his wife or girlfriend, whoever she is to him.
He should apologize to everybody. I mean, he should apologize to the fans for embarrassing the organization. I mean, the fans have
been enough.
I mean, ever since the 06 NLCS, man, the fans have been kicked to the curb by not only, you know, teams in baseball. I mean, they've been getting their butt kicked by, I mean, they've been self-imploding, and the organization, I mean, they haven't made the right moves to get them back to that level.
Yeah.
Or let alone, you know, going to the World Series. I mean, the team's been an embarrassment. I mean, it's actually a close debate which team is, you know, have worse management, my Mets or my Knicks. I mean, and unfortunately, I love both teams. Those are my two favorite teams. So,
well, I love the Knicks, not the Mets, but I love the Knicks. Knicks have given me a heartache.
Oh yeah, I mean, Knicks is the first sports team know, rooted for. I mean, that's what really got me into sports.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all my teams, I mean, with the exception of Jets, I mean, they got to the championship, they got to the World Series, NBA Finals, and unfortunately, I've seen them all lose. Hopefully, when one of these teams, hopefully both of these teams will one day, you know, before I get gray hair, you know, or 6 feet under, you know, actually, you know, live up, you know, at least let me see how it is to win a championship, because the only way I can watch a championship is I have to watch vintage footage of, like, the 80s or 70s or 60s, you know, from 60s to the 80s for me to watch one of my teams win a championship.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to K-Rod, do you think when he comes back to pitch in relief on the mound, the fans will boo him?
That's a very good question. I mean,
because, you know, K-Rod hasn't been really, he hasn't been really lights out this year.
I mean, he hasn't been lights out, but he's pitched better as of late.
Yeah, you know.
But I don't know how they're gonna react in a huge, in a same situation. I guess they're gonna cheer for him. He'll get some boos, I would assume, you know, because he really embarrassed the organization the way how he acted.
Yeah.
How he acted, you know, on Wednesday. But hopefully he'll get the save and. Hopefully he'll put this controversy in the past, because, I mean, this is even worse than the Pedro Don Zimmer incident.
Well, that was, that was more of an in-game thing. This is like off the field, a family issue, you know.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's family. I mean, that's what makes it worse.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's up with baseball now. I mean, now it's like they're getting a little hockey in them. I mean, sure. I mean, the players are usually passive. It's the least contact sport out of the four major teams.
Yeah.
But this brawl off the field brawl. Well, it was still in City Field, but you know, behind closed doors. And then the Cincinnati Reds versus Cardinals fight. I don't know if you heard or saw it.
Oh, the Cardinals, Red Sox. Yeah, I did see it. Yeah, I did see footage of that.
Yeah, Brandon Phillips, the second baseman for, the Reds. Hopefully, a future Met. But
yeah, he called them out.
He said that they're, you know, a bunch of bees, and to paraphrase, and you know, he hates the Cardinals, which I happen to agree with him. And that, you know, compared to the Cubs, compared to Cardinals, he loved the Cubs. And, you know, and he wants to kick their butts. And if my memory serves me right, they got swept. And before the first pitch got thrown, he was like talking to Yadier Molina, the catcher, and Yadier wasn't having it. And they got into, a cursing matchup, and then, you know, that's when the whole brawl started, and they pretty much the only two players that got ejected was the managers, Dusty Baker for the Cubs, for the Reds. I must be in 2000 or something, the second Cubs.
Yeah, Dusty was getting into it with
the
Dusty
Reds.
Dusty was getting with Tom La Russa, with the LaRussa.
And Tony La Russa, of course, the perennial manager of the Cardinals for the past 15 years or so. They both got tossed out. And Danny Cuarta, it was a full out, bench clearing and bullpen, I think, clearing too. The whole team was on the field. And the starting pitcher, Johnny Cueto, he's all up against the home. He's against, like, the railing. Behind home plate, and he's like, they're like, it's like a mob scene, and you see him just kicking. And remember, he got spiked, so he could really hurt somebody. But surprisingly enough, he didn't get kicked out of the game, and he still continued to start the game.
Yeah.
But he got his butt kicked. He sure definitely got his butt kicked.
For real.
So the Reds would end up getting swept by the Cardinals, and which made Cardinals get sole possession of first place.
I don't know why people hate the Cardinals that much. I mean, they're...
I hate the Cardinals.
They're a nice, classy organization.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Yeah. You're just saying that they're a nice, classy organization because just like the Yankees, they win.
No, I'm saying that because they don't ever do anything.
Classy.
They don't trash talk.
Oh, they don't trash talk?
The
no.
Cardinals?
The Cardinals don't trash talk? Oh,
I never heard the Cardinals trash talk before.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see the footage of Game 7 of the 06 NLCS?
They got excited, because they won.
Yeah, they got excited, which I don't fault them. They should get excited because, they upset the Mets. I mean, Mets should have kicked their butts. I mean, they were, old teams.
Yeah, but what did they say? What did they trash talk? How did they trash talk, though?
Quotes and a bunch of scrubs, man. And Yadier Molina was hitting, 216 in that series. And Mets dominated Pujols in that series. But, he hit, maybe two or three home runs. And, the Cardinals pretty much beat us because – we didn't pitch good and we didn't hit, something they have to fix.
That's the point.
But let me get to the point where I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
After they beat us, they were chanting, Jose, 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 Jose. Jose
like all teams Jose. In the National League East do.
You know why? Because they hate us. They're jealous.
Well,
they're
not the only one that does that.
Yeah, because the Phillies do it. All the National League team hates us. Because you know why? Because we're a New York team. We have NY. We wear NY on our hats.
Okay.
We wear NY on our chest. We're a New York team. That's why they hate us. But unlike the Yankees, we don't do anything about it. We got a nice owner who just, that's cheap, Willikers. You can do whatever you want. And just let them walk all over them. They're turning City Field into a welcome mat. And I know this year the Mets have, done better at home, but This team is an anomaly. I mean, they got 17 shutouts,
mm-hmm.
but they have 12. They gave up 12 walk off losses. They're among the top in ERA, but they don't hit well. But their batting average against the pitching is horrible. So even that good positive stat is kind of a little misleading. So. This team is—it's a joke. This team is becoming 2002 Part Two.
Hey, but going back to the Cardinals, I mean, that team again—their fans are respectable. I don't their fans
I'm
don't.
Not, I'm, not dog, I'm not dogging on the Cardinals fans because I haven't met a Cardinals fan, so I don't know. And supposedly, they're passive aggressive fans, They don't even if the
yes.
player stinks, they don't boo them, which is
yeah.
a concept that's pretty foreign to us. I mean, don't get us wrong, New York fans, Mets and Yankee fans. We cheer for our team. We want the players to do good, but once it gets to a point that we're trying to give you support and you're getting paid millions of dollars, and you're underperforming, we deserve the right to boo you because. We're trying to say, hey, we care about you, but you're not doing good.
Right.
If you don't want to get booed, start getting better. We're not asking you to hit a home run. Just get a couple of hits and hit some, knock some people in when they're in scoring position. That's all. That's all we ask as fans of New York City.
I don't know. You know more about the Cardinals than I do, but I mean. From all I've heard, they were a classy organization. I don't hear any trash
talk. The fans are probably the fans are classy. I haven't heard anything about the fans. I mean, the fans of Cardinals. I mean, in general, you they can't be compared to the Philly fans. I mean, Philly fans. I mean, they're passionate too, but they take fanaticism into a whole different level. But the Cardinal fans, I mean, they could be good fans. I mean, I never met any personally, but they look like they're fans. They're fans, but they're not in your face. But no, there's no fans. There's no fans that compare to New York fans, and I'm not just saying that, you know, because I'm a New York fan as well. But
you know, I've never, you know, heard, you know, any players from their team trash talk, or you know, I guess people hate them because yeah, the fact that they do win, and you know, La Russa, you know, have his in-game moves.
Yeah, he's the one that really started the bullpen stuff. All these managers emptying out their whole bullpen.
Yeah.
But you know that the Mets are gonna, you know, they lost yesterday to Holiday again. So Holiday is 3-0 against the Mets.
He pitched much better this time around than he did last time against you guys.
The last time around, the second start, he's lucky he got out of Citizen Bank Park, I believe that was. Yeah, it was Citizen Bank Park, his last outing. The first one, I think he dominated. The third, yesterday he dominated. You know, he beat the Mets 4-0, and that was, believe it or not, the first time this year that the Phillies beat the Mets at Citi Field.
Yeah.
So
and you,
hopefully Mets will get this rubber game tonight on ESPN at 8:00.
Yeah, Sunday night game, ESPN. Yep. You guys have to be, you know, you guys have to be motivated tonight. I mean, there's no excuse.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't really do that well on ESPN games and Fox games. I mean, I could count on probably on one hand, maybe two, the games they've won won on ESPN.
Right.
Like that Mo Vaughn game in 2002 when they were trailing 2-0 against David Wells, and then Mo Vaughn hit a 3-run home run to, you know, to not only tie the game but to take the lead, and that would prove to be the game winner.
Why is that? Why don't they play good on ESPN?
I don't know. Maybe they can't handle the spotlight. I don't know. I didn't tell you. Well, the shot by Allen Houston was ranked the best buzzer beater.
Yeah.
In Nick history. And I think the second one was the 4-point play by LJ. Grandmama.
That was those were some good buzzer beaters.
Oh yeah, they even and to show that they're not, you know, homers, you know, they showed some, you know, buzzer beater shots against the Knicks in a little segment to show, you know, I guess the biggest buzzer beater losses for, you know, against the Knicks.
Yeah, but and none game, included Jordan.
No, I think they included Jordan. I'm pretty sure
they did because I saw one by Pippen and one by Barkley. I didn't see any Jordan buzzer beaters against the Knicks. There was a lot.
Oh yeah, I think they could just do a whole show on that. They could have a whole marathon just with that.
He had some current ones like Kevin Garnett, you know, from this past year.
They could just show the 55 game against us. that'd be enough. But man, I guess we'll switch a little gears to your Yanks.
The Yankees.
Of course, the Yankees moving along as usual, winning, beating teams like 100-1.
Now we lost today, man.
And finally lost.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if these guys went out to party after last night's win, but today they didn't have it, man. They just couldn't hit anything.
Hey, this whole year, I mean, this whole 2 years, it's been a party for you guys. Mets, you know, they took summer vacation. If they're not shutting down the team, they don't realize the season's still going on.
Yeah.
But the Yankees, you know, give credit to not today, but, you know, overall, you know, the Yankees, you know, they just keep winning. It's like either the Yankees are losing 8-3, and then come back, or they're being a team like 11-2 or something. So
Well, today was none of that. Today we got beaten 1-0 by a guy named Bollinger. I don't even know his name. You know, A.J. Burnett, he pitched a good game. 8 innings, 1 earned run. But for some reason today we couldn't hit anything.
And it happens, man.
We lose the game 1-0.
And it happens, man. We must have been facing the Mets or something, because Mets don't win unless they shut a team out.
But yeah, but we're still one game ahead of Tampa, so that's good.
Yep. But the Yankees, give Yankees credit. You know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're on top of their division, and they're gonna play meaningful games in October as they usually do historically.
Yeah. And I was just thinking of something. Imagine if it was Mariano Rivera who attacked his father-in-law. How do you think the public would have reacted?
I think people would have been shocked.
Yeah, people were shocked.
I think they would have been shocked, but since they're winning, I think some people would have brushed it aside, really. I mean, they would have been shocked, but there are some, you know, people, even in the media, you know, like when stuff goes down, you know, teams doing well, they just keep it under wraps if they don't think it's that big of a story.
Right. I think
there's no
way
they can cover this story. I mean, this story is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I can't see Mariano Rivera doing that.
Yeah. Seriously, I don't think anybody could picture him doing something like that. You know, the guy's a good Christian guy. You know, he's a upstanding guy. So
yeah.
You can't picture a guy like that doing, you know, something like that. It'd be more believable to see Jeter do it than Mariano. And Jeter has the squeaky boy image too.
Nah, I could never see Jeter doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Jeter has the squeaky boy image too.
Yeah.
You know.
I could see the only person on the team I could see doing that is Java. Java, you know.
Yeah.
Looks like, you know.
Yeah, he does have that same mannerisms and like characteristics of K-Rod, you know, they're very
fiery,
passionate. Yeah. I mean, out of the team, like you said, I could see, you know, if I had to choose somebody, I'd have to agree with you that it would be him that would go off like that, but,
yeah,
you know, you would hope that he wouldn't do something crazy like that.
Well, I hope not. We don't need any more people hospitalized, you know.
No, for real. It sounds like a WWE storyline.
I know, man. It's crazy. Can't believe that happened at the stadium. I mean,
I know. I was surprised too. I mean, I was surprised to hear it happen, and then when I found out. You know, because the Thursday game was a day game, which Santana would end up throwing a 3-hit shutout. It was surprising that happened in Citi Field, and that there was some players' wives and kids that were there to witness the whole thing.
Man.
Crazy. I mean, who knows if these kids ever see K-Rod again? They might think he might attack them. I'm saying that, you know, little kids.
Yeah.
I mean. They could have, you know, they could have a lasting, that could have a lingering effect on them.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't know how they're going to deal. Some people deal with stuff differently. But hopefully, you know, hopefully the kids are all right now. Because there's reports that said some players were saying that off camera, because all the players pretty much, you know, from Reyes to Wright, all the players were saying, you know, that's my teammate, I support him and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, of course they're going to say that because, you know, they support – that's their teammate.
Yeah, but some of the players off the record were saying that, you know, there was one player at least that said that, you know, if that was – if his kids were there, he would have acted a lot differently.
Yeah.
But, you know, crazy.
Well, A-Rod's getting counseling now, so hopefully he won't do something like this ever again.
Yeah, I hope K-Rod, you know, learns from this, and hopefully this thing will be a thing of the past.
And does his wife, does his girlfriend look good?
I have no idea. I haven't seen any photos of her or anything like that. I saw a photo of the guy, the father-in-law, you know, got beat up, but I have no idea if she looked good or not. She must have. I would assume so if she's, you know, she's dating or married to an athlete. I mean, that would be fine.
Yeah.
That would have to be, I mean, unless, you know, I don't know. But I would assume she would be. But, and hopefully, you know, that's the end of that, you know, situation, and K-Rod gets the help that he needs.
Yeah.
Definitely needs it, man.
Yeah, I mean, use that anger on the mound.
Yep.
Not off the mound.
And I guess, you know, switching gears here on the NBA, like we alluded, you know, they're showing the Allen Houston game-winning buzzer against the Heat, but the biggest news of the Knicks was, of course, the so-called hiring, but then Isaiah Thomas, in a couple of days ago, rescinded his, you know, him joining the team as a consultant because the NBA ruled that it would be, you know, it wouldn't be legal for a play, for a, you know, a coach, a college coach, to be a consultant with an NBA team, you know, even though reportedly Dolan told David Stern about this before he hired him. Apparently, David Stern didn't know this was, you know, this wasn't, you know, legal, because had they allowed Isaiah to do this, then this would have opened up a Pandora's box for all, you know, all the teams to have a college coach. You know.
So is this gonna? Is the NBA trying to veto this? Because man, I don't want to see Isaiah back.
Veto, it's veto. Oh. Yeah, that's yeah, that's what I said. The NBA vetoed the they vetoed it, and you know, with him vetoing it, Isaiah, he had a choice, because there was reports saying that if they were gonna veto it, Isaiah would have chose to be the consultant with the Knicks, but he chose, you know, to stay in Florida, and he. You know, he you know, he didn't accept the job no more.
Good.
He had to keep both. But, yeah, I mean, on surface.
And he's working at David and Buster's also. You forgot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He, you know, he's a man of many talents. But, but when you think about it, first, when I first saw this, I said, good. But then I had a light bulb in my head. You know, like, wait a minute. Yeah, he turned down the job, but just like Dolan said in the press conference, you know, he's still a friend of his, and he will continue. He will continue to, you know, talk to him, and you know, because he has a great basketball mind. So, pretty much, Dolan, in his subliminal message, he's pretty much saying that Isaiah Thomas is not the official consultant of the Knicks, but in essence, he is the consultant of the Knicks with or without the title.
Yeah.
Even though he's not technically a consultant, he's still talking, he's still buddies with Isaiah. I mean, he's still buddies with Dolan, so Dolan and Isaiah will still be talking to each other, and Isaiah is still part of the organization, even though legally and technically he's not, because he's buddies with Dolan, and Dolan still, you know, respects his basketball IQ. And Dolan is, Isaiah is still part of the organization, even though he's not, if that confuses anybody.
Well, I mean, I don't want Isaiah anywhere near the Knicks, because remember.
Unfortunately, Dolan doesn't give a crap about what we think, because.
Of course he
doesn't. Everybody in the organization was telling him this was a bad idea. Everybody was telling him that, but no. Dolan has this weird loyalty thing. Normally, people are loyal to people, you know, when, you know, the person helps you out, so you have a good relationship with that person.
Yeah.
And, you know, but this is business. I mean, this is sports. You have to, we're not saying for you to not be buddies with the guy, but you can't bring a guy who's arguably the worst GM along with Scott Layden back as a GM. I mean, in any capacity, even as a, you know, a janitor or whatever. This guy has no business being in this organization. This guy destroyed the organization for a decade.
He sexually harassed a Nick employee.
That goes without saying. I mean, just by that alone. I mean, he put a black eye on the team with his alleged sexual harassment incident. I mean, you don't want a guy with bad baggage like that. I mean,
I know.
Whether if he did it or not. I mean, just to be in that situation, not professional for any business, let alone a flagship franchise of NBA, the Knicks, and what the Knicks used to stand for, you know, in the NBA. But Nolan and Isaiah and all these guys prior to Donnie Walsh, you know, actually cleaning up the cap space, you know, they brought, you know, they made Knicks an abomination of the NBA. I mean,
I know, man.
Even the Clippers turned down Isaiah as a head coach. What should that tell you?
Yeah, that's bad when the Clippers are rejecting.
My gosh, man. And Isaiah wanted... don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not piling on Isaiah. I mean, the guy is a great talent evaluator. That's the greatest thing. Those are the greatest thing you could say to him about his post-Hall of Fame career with the Detroit Pistons. And where's this guy? When does this guy get this newfound love for the Knicks? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, when he got at the end of his career, he got traded to the Knicks. But instead of going to the Knicks, he retired. I mean, I understand, you know, the reason why he probably did it is because, you know, he is the greatest Piston player of all time, and you know he should, you know, stay in one team, but. This guy had a shot to play for the Knicks, and he retired. So,
well, he also had knee problems. Also, I think that was another reason why he retired.
Yeah, he probably saw he couldn't do it. I mean, he didn't want to. Maybe he was wise enough. He knew his career was over, and he didn't want to taint his legacy.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a point there.
But if he ever becomes GM or coach again of the Knicks, man, I'm never going to watch the Knicks again.
Well, get ready, man, because there's reports that, you know, after next year, March of, I think March 31st of next year, they have Dolan has a chance to pick up the last year of the contract or let Walsh go.
Man,
and maybe
that better not happen.
And that might be the reason, and then that might be the opening for Isaiah to come in, because there's also reports that, you know, what's his name, Walsh, he wants to bring in his own GM to replace him when he leaves. You know, maybe Chris Mullin or Kevin Pritchard from the Trailblazers, or that guy from the Nuggets to replace him. Dolan keeps, vetoing him from doing it. And instead, he wants him to put Isaiah in there again, but Donnie Walsh don't want to do that. I don't blame Donnie Walsh. I mean, I wouldn't want my name, you know, if he's going to make this dumb decision. He doesn't want, you know, he don't want his legacy to get ruined by, you know, putting himself, you know, being the one to take the blame for Isaiah being put back again. And then Dolan used, you know, his wisdom to try to come up with this consulted idea, and he almost got away with it.
Yeah. And hope no one, just anyone but Isaiah, man, please.
Man, talking about the Knicks and this K-Rod thing, it literally gave me a sore throat. Oh, man.
That's how bad those teams are.
Oh, tell me about it.
You get sore throats when you talk about them.
I'm surprised I'm not crying. Man, these teams, man, they're beyond embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a joke. But the only good NBA team in the city is, of course, the Liberty.
Liberty lesbians, my favorite lesbians. You know, I don't watch the L Word or the real L World, the real L Word, but I watch the WNBA, so those lesbians, man, they could play, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
right now.
You were telling me yesterday they blew out the Phoenix Mercury. What's her name? Poindexter's former team that she won the WNBA final with.
Yeah, last year with the Mercury, they won the championship. And this year, Cappy Poindexter, she's with the New York Liberty, and she might be the MVP of the WNBA this year. And, man, she's playing great. Right now, the Liberty are the second seed in the Eastern Conference, and it looks like they could finally win their first championship.
Yeah, because they've been the only team in the Garden that's actually playing well. I mean,
yep.
They've always, you know, been perennial NBA Finals, you know. You know, since the start, their inception in the WNBA.
Oh yeah, man.
So with Teresa Witherspoon, and later on Becky Hammond of the recent years.
Yeah. I mean, I might have to go to WNBA player game this year just to support them. You know.
Yep.
Sit, you know, alongside some other lesbians in the crowd.
Hey, maybe you might get a chance to date one of them.
Man, you like girls.
Well, that's as much chance of me seeing any of my teams win a championship. Shoot. But seriously, you know they're doing good. You know you got to give credit to the ladies. They're really doing their thing. They're actually representing New York.
Yep. And I hope they win their championship this year.
Yep. And I'm watching that the Houston game, and back in the days, you know, it used to be on NBC.
Oh yeah.
And so they played that iconic NBA on NBC song.
Oh, I love that.
I love that song. But what was I saying? The Liberty, you know, they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll bring a title back to the Garden.
Yeah, because the Knicks and the Knicks won't do it anytime soon, so we have to pray for the Liberty.
Yep. Because Dolan, he has what's the word I'm looking for? He's loyal. He's loyal, which is usually a good thing. But he's loyal to the wrong people. I mean, he was loyal to Isaiah, but he's still loyal to Isaiah. He's been loyal to Glenn Sather, and they were in the salary cap problem too until they had that lockout in NHL, and then they lowered the salary cap, and that enabled the Rangers will finally get under the cap as well.
Yep.
And that's when Sather, he was able to get, he got bailed out of the mess he contributed to. And, they other than last year, they've been, perennial, they've been playoff contenders.
The Rangers have been doing good, but the Knicks haven't. So.
Yeah, Knicks have been horrible, and if you want to accept that sweep from the Nets, I mean, they literally haven't been to the postseason, in my book.
Man, that was by default.
Yeah, trust me, and I'll never forget that iconic Isaiah Thomas phrase, welcome to the playoffs.
Yeah, welcome to the playoffs.
Faster than you can sit down at the Garden seat, they were already eliminated by the Nets.
That was a disgrace.
Oh, man, what a disgrace that was. They couldn't even at least win one game. I mean, the 2001 team, I mean, at least they won a game. I mean, I forgot.
They won two games.
Oh, yes, right. They went to game five, my fault.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, my fault. You're right. It was game. They did.
Well, that 2001 team was a much better team, I mean.
Well, I mean, yeah, they were. I mean, they still were. That was the last good Knicks team.
Yeah.
They had. But unfortunately, they had that Camby off the field off the court situation. I think his sister got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you can't blame him. You know, you can't blame him. You know, not being you know, being there. I mean, God forbid. I mean. You know, that family comes first. I mean, you can't blame him or, you know, the team for faulting like that.
Yeah, but that whole situation that messed up that series for us and
yeah.
Didn't recover from that.
Yeah, man, and I'll never forget that. When we got eliminated, it was like, man, this is like the longest NBA playoffs I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
But it was like it was like foreshadowing the, you know, what would happen for the past 9 years. I mean, looking back, that was the end of the Knicks playoff run.
Yeah, it was.
So, potentially trying to compete for a championship.
The memories.
I know, and I look back at that time, I'm like, man, this is. I had no idea that was the last of the end. I thought it couldn't get any worse.
As soon as Patrick Ewing left, I mean, it was then.
Well, yeah, and then that's what put us in the salary cap situation. You know, that horrible trade got Glenn Rice. I think Luke Longley was in that deal too.
I can't remember. Probably
somebody else. I forgot who else was in there. But you know, the Knicks have gotten better with Stoudemire, and oh, by the way, they had that they had a Nike thing, and you know the players from team, you know the former players from you know team, you know USA who were on the team, Amari, Paul. You know, Dwayne Wade, who didn't get, you know, booed that much, actually got some cheers.
Yeah.
Of course, public enemy number one, LeBron James. And, of course, LeBron James was there. You know, he got booed. But they hit him. They didn't even show him on camera. They put him out of view on the camera. And they didn't let him speak on the mic.
That's good.
So they knew he was going to get booed in New York. This was his first, you know, appearance, you know, since the wedding, you know, the wedding of Carmelo. And, you know, his first public appearance, you know, since, you know, the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's his name? LeBron, man. No matter what he does, man, he will never, his image is dead. I don't think that, even if he wins 85 championships in a row, I think his image is shot because... He was a player that could have been on that, you know, that upper echelon of players, you know.
Well, anywhere he goes this year, any arena, he's going to be booed.
Oh, yeah, except for Miami. But then again, there won't be – the only reason why he won't hear booed is because there won't be that many people in Miami there anyway.
He's going to
be in the beach.
Yeah,
this guy, he's talking about South Beach. South Beach isn't even near where the stadium – the place is.
I know.
From what I heard, I mean, I haven't been to, you know, Miami, but from what I heard, it's not even near the place. He's thinking about the beach or when he should be thinking about basketball. Dude, they're not going to win the championship. They look like they're going to win it, but it's too easy. A lot of teams, they got a target on their back.
The Celtics just got Shaq, you know, so
yeah.
They're going to be a threat.
Oh, yeah. But the switch gears here a little bit, congratulations to the Jets. You know, they're going to honor their players tomorrow. You know, their legendary six Hall of Fame players, of course, led by the legendary Broadway Joe Willie Namath. And but the problem for me is that they're doing it in a preseason game against the Giants. I mean, they could have did it in the regular season game.
Yeah, that'd make it much more special.
Yeah. That's what normally teams do. They honor their players where it counts, where it matters. I mean, this is a preseason game. I mean, against the Giants. I mean, sure, it's quote unquote the first game, but it's not the first official game.
Right.
At the stadium.
Just
at the new Meadowlands or you know, the new Giants stadium, whatever they want to call it. But
this could be an exhibition game. I mean, it's not really the first game, official game of the season.
Yep. And Hard Knocks, man. I mean, this is my first time watching Hard Knocks, but I have to say it was pretty awesome. I mean, you know, I could see how Rex Ryan, you know, get those guys motivated, and he's clearly, you know, undisputed the star of the show.
Yeah, the guy curses a lot.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know he cursed that much.
Jesus.
And I can see why they say he talks like a player.
Jeez. The guy, he can't talk without cursing.
Yep. Man.
And he's pregnant. And that's a
lovely. But the one thing that was the biggest thing, you know, the biggest shadow that's cast on, you know, on the show is Revis. You know, whole Revis situation, you know, he wasn't there. You know, they showed the whole out situation.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get that thing, you know, resolved before the season starts. Preferably as soon as possible, because they need that guy. You know,
they look like they're working on something right now.
Yeah, well, good thing they kept it. They're keeping it in house now, so you're not gonna hear stuff in, you know, in the public anymore. So hopefully they'll get their act together, and you know, get that, because last time they said they were 40 million you know, apart. So hopefully they'll, you know, fix some stuff, make some money more guaranteed, and you know, make an agreement. But quickly to the you know, the whatchamacallit, to the SummerSlam tonight, you know, looks like it's gonna be a pretty good pay-per-view event, and you know, there's rumors that Cena or Bret or R-Truth might turn heel. But you were telling me off the air that you have a belief who you think is gonna turn heel. Who do you think is gonna be?
You want to know who it is? Who's going to turn heel tonight?
Who do you think?
John Morrison. He's going to turn heel tonight. You want to know why?
Why?
The guy's already started growing a beard.
True.
And, I mean, out of all the Raw members, think about it. He'd be the most unlikely person to turn heel.
No, John Cena would be the most likely to turn heel.
No, because, I mean, a lot of people think John Cena is going to turn heel. So how is he the most unlikely person?
Yeah, because WWE, for the past 5 years, they've been trying to keep him as a good guy. And he's been the baby face of the company. You know, he's the star good guy of WWE. And
but then again, more people think he's going to turn heel than John Morrison.
I hope John Cena turn heel because... You know, his best gimmick was the Word Life, you know, Doctor of Thugonomics, you know, heel gimmick, which catapulted his career into, you know, his first championship against, you know, JBL at WrestleMania 21.
Nah, I can't see that because, I mean, they have too much merchandise and too much money invested in this guy for him to turn built. To turn a heel right now, so
yeah,
he's gonna be John Morrison.
You have a point there, and there's rumors that Morrison is supposed to be, Miz is supposed to make his decision whether or not if he is gonna join the team WWE because Great Khali hurt, and he's most likely not gonna make it.
Yep.
So there's gonna be that opening, so potentially maybe it could be Bryan Danielson, The Rock. Who knows? Maybe. I doubt Miz is going to do it because he's a bad guy.
Well, we have to see what happens tonight.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So, well, you know what time it is, man. I thank you, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for, you know, listening to the show. And, I want to thank you, McCauley, for, you know, helping out.
You're welcome.
And, again, I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Sports. another episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm Boyd Ramon, and I'll see you next week. Hopefully. Come on, everybody.